Greetings, beloved. Well, from Jerusalem, the sun has gone down. It's Wednesday, December 9th. This is just a little catch-up. If you've been listening to some of the other little clips, these are just some notes, some little light notes. So this is the Feast of Dedication, rededicating the altar, and lighting the light of the world in the midst of the darkness. It's been very much hit the ground running, but that's the way it is when we do these really fast and intense kind of trips. I want to start out just going over what happened in Newark on route here to Tel Aviv. Our plane, which was a very late, was the red eye. It was like 11:30 or something. But I don't even remember the timing now. Because when we got to Newark, and we went through the security, and we were waiting to board, and these are jumbo jets, so about 100 people boarded, and then everything stopped. And all of a sudden, after a length of time, the people who boarded were deplaned, and all the crew came off, and the announcement was, hey, we're going to switch crews. Well, I've never had that ever happen on any flight that I've ever been on. And they switched. Okay, so all the crew got off. Everybody was deplaned. And then the whole entire plane was gone through. And I believe the luggage was also gone through. But I could not, you know, we're standing up there in the lounge. And we're getting to keep the customer calm. You know, dialogue. We're not really being told what's going on, but then three security vehicles go by with lights flashing and then a security truck thereafter. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, this does not look good. And then all these security officers and police officers, must have been 15 of them, detain this man up in the lounge while we're waiting to board the flight, and there he's being questioned, and it appeared, although I can't say for sure because we were boarded on the flight and took off a very delayed, at least an hour, if not an hour and a half to two. I was so tired by the time I got there, and it was in the middle of the night. And I don't know if they arrested the man, but it was very suspicious circumstances. That was on the evening of November 28th. While we were waiting, I struck up a conversation with a very nice woman who happened to be a teacher's teacher, Israeli, up from Haifa, and her husband used to be a professor at Stanford. And we began to share a lot of things about what was going on and what the educational system was like and how Israeli curriculums were set up for their children, and about Josh Reinstein, who was a part of the Christian Allies Caucus. I believe he said now, he said that one of the aims of the Israeli, that particular ministry department, government ministry, was to put in a curriculum in the Israeli schools to educate the Israelis on the different sects of Christianity. That, guess what, they're not all Rome. All Christians are Roman Catholics, guess what? And we just started talking, you know, how to train the children, singing songs and playing games. And then we got onto the subject of the training that from their mother's milk, the Arab women in the Palestinian territories, and from their early childhood education were learned to hate Jews, that an education of hatred and violence and murder and pushing the Jews into the sea, as the Hamas Charter says, was promoted. Anyway, it was very interesting. She asked me what I was doing, And I said that I was doing some journalism and that the mainstream media was very, very distorted. And I was going to give some firsthand original source reviews and vignettes of what is going on in this area, and to speak the truth, to stop the lies. So this is an important thing to do. And I said, well, I think so, because I don't like liars. Anyway, that was a very interesting. Then coming through customs, you stand in line and give the customs agents your passport. And the usual customary question is, how come you come to Israel so much? And I said, because I do educational journalism. And he goes, you do? And I said, yes, I do. And he says, well, the mainstream media are liars. And I said, I know they are. I said, and I'm in the alternative media. One of my roles, my jobs, is to address the lies and set the record straight. And I agree with you. I said, your friends, you know, who come when times are good, those are your good time friends. But your real friends are those who come and stand with you when times are difficult. And he says, well, you're important to us. Now, that's the first time a customs agent ever said that. And I said, well, I may not be so important, but the work that I'm doing is important. And that's the response I've been getting over and over as I've been sharing with people and getting opinions and doing some, you know, boots on the ground research. We know what the politicians say, okay? We know what the presentation is. I've really been privileged to interface with some delightful people and some delightful venues. But across the board, and this is just a summary, is the media lies. Everyone tells me something, of course, that those of us who have half a brain realize, that is the media, the mainstream media, is just a hyper, you know, propaganda machine, and there are false flags going all over, and things are not as they seem, and there's another agenda, and people will openly say this New World agenda to move into position, something that most average human being, person, does not agree with. And I've been to the City of David, and one of the guards has said to me that I was here alone, and what was I doing, and that I was a very brave person. And of course, I've been warned by more than one person, maybe three or four that I can remember right offhand, that told me, please be careful, Kathleen. It is dangerous. And then the other thing that's very distressing for me overall is the economic recession and the depression, because there are not tourists here. There are shops that used to be here. They're no longer here. They shut their doors. I'm seeing more homeless people, and more people are asking me to help them. Now, look, I'm not the bank. We all know that. I mean, I guess I look like a soft touch, but you know, I just listen. I've been praying for people and just trying to encourage them. I'm not God. Anyway, back to politics. And please pray for Rabbi Goldstein, who is the senior rabbi of the King David Tomb up on Mount Zion. He is passing into eternity now. He's in the process of, well, he's going to meet his maker soon. All right, I would just, for your, if you would like to look at some alternative, and there's a lot of things I'm still investigating now, so I'm not going to make them public, but there is on YouTube, LATMA, LATMA, and you can type that in. They have a channel, and they have a couple of political satire, Israeli political satire, is really cute. And let me recommend on YouTube, LATMA channel, LATMA, LATMA TV. And if you look at, let's see, I'm trying to find, hold on.